This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
Social government, connecting with the masses. That's coming up next on the E911 Talk Podcast, episode 181, recorded Saturday, January 18th, 2013.
You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher, Chief Architect for Worldwide Public Safety Solutions at Avaya.
In the great words of Abraham Lincoln, our government is one that is of the people, by the people, and for the people. In a two-minute speech that was delivered on the afternoon of November 19, 1863, only about 15,000 people were in attendance to hear that live. It reportedly gained its notoriety the following day, as newspapers across the country printed the president's short but poignant remarks. When you look back over the ages, the available communications technology has kept constituents and governments separated. Average everyday citizens don't normally have access to the leaders that they elect or the individuals that those elected officials appoint into position. And without the ability to interact and communicate with the public that they serve, how do we expect a leader to keep in touch with their constituents? Fortunately, the internet and a new trend called open government, #OpenGov, is changing all of that. Now, I believe you can categorize open government into two primary segments, data and access. From a data perspective, governments are making data sets available to developers at events commonly called hackathons. As was noted in my interview with Bill Schreier about the data jam that was held this year at the Public Safety Conference in Anaheim, California. Now, while the name may lead you to believe otherwise, these events are also known as a hack day, a code fest, or a hack fest, and they're extremely valuable as they promote innovation and consumption of the mass amounts of data that governments collect and maintain. Now, we're not talking about the personal information, we're talking about the demographic information, population, energy consumption, utilities usage, and hundreds of other data points that are used to model and project just about any scenario you can imagine. So it's not about spying on people, it's about utilizing the big data that we have to make intelligent decisions on critical issues. The other side of open government is one of communicative services. In the past, sending a letter may have gotten some action, however you had no guarantee that a legislator actually read your words. The only thing you had was a glimmering hope that a staff assistant was moved enough by your statements to bring it to the attention of, quote, the boss. And although I'm a proud Jersey boy, I don't mean Springsteen. Social media has opened up a whole new avenue for the letter to the editor. The internet's a wide open canvas, and anyone can utilize it to set up a blog, a post, or a website promoting their thoughts and ideas. But this also applies to governments speaking out to the masses. During a recent meeting with FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai, he mentioned that he and Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel were the first at the FCC on Twitter. In addition to providing an immediate outlet to citizens, it also provided a vehicle for citizens to communicate into the commission, the same way they communicate with their friends. Now, personally, I feel this is very important. An elected official or one who's appointed by an elected official needs to stay in touch in order to make informed decisions. Technology and connectivity has certainly changed our lives over the past three decades. I remember my very first phone call in 1985 when I, as most other people did, made that very first call. Hey, guess where I'm calling you from? Now, with mobile smartphone connectivity at an all-time high, and the deluge of apps and users, hey, guess what I just tweeted to Congress, is the new rage. The 911 Talk Podcast is brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Our executive producer is Jean Turjan, a.k.a. JT. Our producer and Latin American correspondent is Guadalupe Eugenie. The APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. And of course, the official APN voice dude is Spider Harrison. I'm Mark Fletcher, APN Creative and Program Director. You can follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN or check out our landing page on the web where you can download all of our content at Avaya.com/APN. Be sure to watch out for our podcast the week of January 19th, where we'll be live at Avaya Evolutions in Toronto, as well as the Avaya Partner Connection Day. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Fletch. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
You're listening to APN. the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.